Your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each and every week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Right off I-94 in Avon, your perfect trailer awaits you all right there at Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service. Every 2 weeks on Friday morning at 6:45, we check in with Mark Klopaki and the Dairy Star. In this past Friday, we spoke to Mark and to find out what's coming up in this week or bi-weekly edition of the Dairy Star. Always a fun conversation. In case you missed it, here it is as Mark begins to tell us some of the top stories.
Well, Joe, during June Dairy Month every year, we try to do a past, present, future, and we find out how many years some of the local businesses have been in business. But then we also do a little Q&A, Joe, with farmers from 90 all the way to under 10 years old. And for the older dairy farmers or the ones that have been doing it more a lot longer, we talked to them about what was kind of the biggest accomplishment. And if there's technology out right now, what kind of technology is out now that you wish you would have for your career? And then we talked to some of the young guys about, what's been the best move they've made so far in their career. But, so we interviewed a 90, 80, 70, all the way down under 10. And obviously the one under 10 is a prospective dairy farmer, thinks maybe down the road that's what he wanted to do, or he or she. But just talking to him about dairy farming and things like that. So we have a special section just attributed to that.
Well, that's really neat. It's interesting. I wonder what some of those answers are. I know some people say, well, boy, I wish I had a manure pit, when I farmed, hauling manure every day. Boy, that sure got old, especially in the wintertime, or a skid steer loader. That seems to be kind of the popular stuff, but I bet it's maybe transitioning more to maybe robotic sort of scenarios too, so.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And when you talk to some of the farmers that have milked a long time, some of them even just say as simple as a cell phone. If they had trouble in the field, they could call and say, hey, can you come pick me up? The bearings went out on something, or, I have a flat tire. And then instead of walking all the way back up into the yard, they can hop a ride and they can get it fixed right away. But, we just think of some of the technologies that are out now, Joe, that weren't out when you and I were a kid.
Boy. Right? The difference of milking, with a bucket now, you have automatic takeoffs or something. I couldn't imagine milking, 50-some cows with a bucket,
Yeah, and you and I growing up, now there's rotary parlors, and never in my wildest dreams did I think cows would hop on a merry-go-round, spin around one time and walk off and be done milking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just some of the technologies that have really allowed farmers to maybe spend a little less time in the barn and a little more time doing other things, and maybe to milk more cows. It's changed so much.
Yeah, or feeding silage with a wheelbarrow and now driving a feed cart, I mean, for us as kids, that would have been fun. I'm guessing we would have gotten a little more trouble back then, but.
Yeah, I think you and I know our way to how to fill up a 5-gallon pail of feed too, don't we? Instead of using the shovel, we use that kind of bend that back over and fill it up with your hands, right?
Yeah, so, see if you can get it all done in one swoop,
Yeah, that's right. If you're really good at it, and then you just sweep up at the end of it. So, but, just some stuff like that. Then, Joe, we have a really nice story about Brian and Jill Nelson. They dairy down by Sleepy Eye, and they're trying to work their way into making cheese curds and artisan cheeses. They just did their first line here in May. And that's just something that they're working their way into. And then for June Dairy Month, we have a couple really neat stories to tell about people that are working their way into the dairy industry. We had a chance to catch up to a couple brothers down by New Ulm that took over from their mom and dad, and they're trying to continue to make some improvements on the farm. They're going to genomic testing for the cattle, and one of them was a mechanic before he came back to the farm. So they do a lot of their own fixing on machinery and things like that. And we also have a young fellow up by Perm he started milking late last year, and he milks about 30 cows. And he also works off the farm, Joe, just trying to allow himself to make some money and try to get ahead right away. And So just some young farmer stories. It's during Dairy Month, and we try to highlight some of the people that really look positively at the industry and really want to be in it for a long time now. And then a couple weeks or last week, you know, Brad Hines over at the University of Minnesota Morris did an agrivoltaics talk. And he talked, Joe, a little bit about the benefits of grazing under solar panels. They have so many panels over there, and their herd is under there, and they talk about some of the benefits both for the crops and for the cattle. And then our, you know, we keep moving down the line of dairy princesses. We had a chance to catch up to Gracie Selner from Sleepy Eye, and then locally between Chasm and where we're sitting back here in Sauk Center in Melrose, we had a chance to do a little story about Jaden Smith. Couple more of those finalists that compete for Princess Kate coming up already, obviously here in August. And then, Joe, for our side of the fence, we talked to farmers that are part of their ADA board and just talked about promotion with them and what promotions have worked really well for them in the past. And if they could do their own promotion, what would that look like and who would be involved? You know, so many of them talk about continuing to use dairy princesses more and more, just as that face for the dairy industry. And, you know, our dairying with the farmer who kind of grew up on a farm and did some unique things, we had a chance to catch up to Dick Beardsley, one of the best American runners back in the 80s, and he competed in the Boston Marathon and lost by under 2 seconds, and he just talked about growing up on a dairy farm and how that kind of helped him. And, yeah, he ended up being one of the U.S.'s greatest you know, long-distance runners. So that's just some of the things in the paper coming out this weekend, Joe.
You know, very interesting. Hard to describe, too. And you mentioned that young farmer starting out milking 30 cows, but then working a full-time job, yet they'd say, boy, that sounds crazy, you know, but that's just, you know, what you do to try and get started. So it's pretty admirable to do something like that.
Yeah, and what it allows them to do is, you know, it allows them to diversify his income a little bit. And what he does is some seal coating. And so, you know, he gets up and milks, and then he goes, does some seal coating for, you know, 5-6 hours, and then he comes back and does chores again. And I know that's a lot of work, but I think right now to get into dairy farming, obviously, you know, the milk prices are quite suppressed right now, but that's his way of having that additional income to make to be help pay the bills and trying to get ahead.
I know it's an interesting industry. We had our early morning Inside Dairy report we had this morning, and they were talking usually on Friday about the farm economy, and they're talking about the number of cows added, and then you topple on how better cows are producing. It's kind of an industry manufacturing its own issue there, so.
Yeah, and Joe, you bring up such a good point. You know, when, you know, 20, 30 years ago, a 30,000-pound herd average was, you know, just crazy to think about. And now there's a lot of herds that are producing that, and a lot of them in the 20s and higher 20s. And, you know, farmers have just gotten really excellent in producing milk and taking care of cows, and cow comfort has improved so much in the feed. And raising high-quality feed has gotten better. Just remarkable on how much a farmer can get out of a cow now than he could, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Well, Mark, sure appreciate your time, your update. Sounds like another edition. For folks who don't already get the paper, Mark, they can do so by subscribing.
Yeah, they can do so by subscribing. And if they're an online reader, it's online, and there's no, you can jump online. There's no paywall or anything like that. So, yeah, if anybody wants a subscription, they can reach out to us over in Sauk Center, and we'd be glad to set them up as well.
Mark Klopaki from the Dairy Star joining us here on Chasm Radio. He does every 2 weeks on Friday morning at 6:45, letting us know what's coming up in the next edition of the Dairy Star. Your report here this morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service, located right off I-94 in Avon. Check them out. Your favorite and perfect trailer is awaiting you. Yeah, right off I-94 Avon. That is your report. I'm Joe Gill. Have a good weekend.